Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the reading.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the temple police brought the apostles, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teachings, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Grace God for every mighty. reading from the book of Revelation. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving God, his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and on his account all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When it was evening on the day of the resurrection, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. But if you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. This week, the world lost a remarkable prophet and pastor when Pope Francis died on Monday. I remember that when Jorge Mario Bergoglio took the papal name of Francis, some of us, who were feeling a little clever, wondered if he was referring to St. Francis Xavier, one of the founders of the Jesuit order of which he was a member. After all, Bergoglio was going to be the first Jesuit pope. It quickly became clear, though, that he was dedicated to creating a papacy that would honor that far more famous St. Francis, the one who loved animals and communed with brother sun and sister moon, the Francis who is considered the patron saint of ecology. The late pope's humility, his common touch, his preference for simplicity in what he wore and where he lived, what he ate, and even his means of transportation. All these things helped the world remember that it is possible, even for a man with great worldly power, to attempt to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. It is almost uncannily appropriate that Pope Francis died the day after Easter and the day before Earth Day. He was truly both a person of the resurrection and a person who cared for creation. His deep wisdom about the natural world grew in part from his early years as a chemist, and in part from his theology, personal piety, and time he spent with people on the margins. One of his greatest achievements was his insistent public witness that caring for people who are poor and suffering and caring for the earth are two sides of the same coin. Both are ways of obeying the commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves. As Francis succinctly stated in his encyclical Laudato Si, we have to realize that a true ecological approach always becomes a social approach. It must integrate questions of justice in debates on the environment so as to hear both the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor. Today, on this second Sunday of the Easter season, our gospel tells us about a pair of post-resurrection appearances by Jesus that can help us in our desire to love all our neighbors, human and non-human alike. In both of these appearances, Jesus shows up to his disciples and proclaims peace, a peace that must have felt elusive, if not impossible to find, in those days of fear and turmoil. In both appearances, Jesus is literally meeting his disciples where they are, in whatever state he finds them, and yet is offering them so much more. The peace he proclaims, the love he shows by returning to them in their time of grief and confusion, all that comes into sharp focus when Jesus turns to Thomas and says, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Now, when we read or hear a story like this that was written more than 2,000 years ago, it's important for us to choose a tone. Based on everything we know about Jesus and everything we know about Thomas, who seemed to be an especially forthright and faithful disciple, I do not hear anger or condemnation or even judgment in the tone Jesus takes when he talks to Thomas. What I do hear is compassion, understanding, and just a bit of a challenge. Jesus isn't trying to convince Thomas that he's alive. He doesn't want him to believe he's alive because he has something to prove or needs to be right or is somehow showing Thomas up. Jesus wants Thomas to believe he's alive because it's true. and because the truth will set us free. It is through this trusting relationship with Jesus, and therefore with truth, that all of us can have the abundant life that God desires for us. That life that is mentioned at the end of this passage by John. That is both the promise and the challenge. By exposing the vulnerable, wounded truth of his post-resurrection body to Thomas, Jesus is offering him healing and a renewed relationship. And that is where I see the connection to creation. Creation is one of God's primary ways of revealing the divine reality to us. As Pope Francis put it in Laudato Si, nature is a magnificent book in which God speaks to us and grants us a glimpse of his infinite beauty and goodness. Rather than a problem to be solved, the world is a joyful mystery to be contemplated with gladness and praise. Right now, though, that magnificent book is in danger. It has been battered and torn, and flames are licking around its edges. Creation is wounded, much like the body of Christ as it came down off the cross. We must not turn away from this reality, no matter how much it hurts and frightens us, if we want to have a trusting, truth-based relationship with God. I believe that with God's help, we can hear the voice of creation saying to us, "Put your fingers here and feel my wounds. Touch the place where my body has been torn apart by mountaintop removal, open pit mining, and fracking. Keep your eyes on those places that are choked with plastics, wildfire smoke, and deforestation. The truth is right here in front of you. Don't look away." God hears the cry of the poor and the cry of the suffering earth, and so must we. If truth is the basis of our relationship with God, it should be the basis of our relationship with all other beings and with the earth itself. When the earth is being crucified, we must not turn away. The foot of the cross is where we need to stay, at least for a time. And yet, ultimately, we are asked to participate in resurrection, to find ways to be part of the new creation that is groaning, awaiting to be born. And that means that we also need to take in the beauty of the earth, its resilience, and let that be a means of hope and a source of healing. As the great indigenous writer and botanist Robin Wall Kimmerer has written, "Even a wounded world is feeding us. Even a wounded world holds us, giving us moments of wonder and joy. So I choose joy over despair. Not because I have my head in the sand, but because joy is what the earth gives me daily. And I must return the gift." Today's gospel is one of the most compelling, most grounded stories in Scripture, and it gives us a path forward in times of fear and grief. Jesus shows us that our bodies matter, that our histories matter, and therefore that our common home, the earth, matters. All of it is precious and beloved. Nothing is outside of the realm of God once God chooses to become incarnate as a human being. The fact that the post-resurrection Jesus eats and breathes and still has visible wounds demonstrates that resurrection is not a reversal or a rejection of the incarnation, but its fulfillment. And that should give us all hope, as well as the encouragement we need to participate in practices of resurrection. Jesus, after he has overcome death and the grave, meets his friends where they are, and with the witness of a visibly wounded body, proclaims peace and offers new life. That new life is still being offered to us daily as we witness to the beauty and fragility of life on this singular planet, our island home. For that, today and always, we give our thanks and praise. Amen.
Please stand as you are able as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Blessed God, whose love calls the whole creation into covenant with you, and who puts in our hands responsibility for the care of the earth and its creatures, we pray for all to whom you have given life and being.
For the well-being of the earth, for its resources of water, air, light, and soil, that they may be tended for the good of all creatures. We pray, merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace. For the waters of the earth, for their careful use and conservation, that we may have the will and the ability to keep them clean and pure. We pray, merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace. For the mineral and energy resources of the planet, that we may learn sustainable consumption and sound care of the environment from which they come. We pray, merciful God,
keep your planet and people in peace.
For the animals of the earth, wild and domestic, large and very small, that they may know the harmony of relationship that sustains all life. We pray,
merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace.
For all who shape public policies affecting the planet and its creatures, that they may consider wisely the well-being of all who come after us. We pray,
merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace.
For all those engaged in conservation, in agriculture and ranching, in aquaculture and fishing, in mining and industry, and in forest and timber harvesting, that the health, fruitfulness, and beauty of the natural world may be sustained alongside human activity. We pray,
merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace.
for the creatures and the human beings of your world who are ill or in danger, pain, or special need, especially those on our parish prayer list. We pray.
Merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace.
For all who suffer from the unjust, violent, or wasteful use of the earth's resources, or their devastation by war, that all may one day live in communities of justice and peace. We pray.
Merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace.
For the gifts of science and technology, and for those who practice these skills, that they may be wise, visionary, and compassionate in their work. We pray.
Merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace.
For the creatures and the people of the earth whose lives and deaths have contributed to the fruitful abundance of this planet. We pray.
Merciful God, keep your planet and people in peace. O Heavenly Father, who has filled the world with beauty, open our eyes to behold your precious hand in all your works, that rejoicing in your whole creation, we may learn to serve you with gladness, for the sake of him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. You may be seated for the announcements. Happy Easter. It's good to have so many of you back with us this Sunday. And obviously we are honoring Earth Day today, as it happened last week, but we had a few other things going on. So if you have time after church, there's coffee hour, and because the weather's been a little iffy, it's going to be in the parish hall. And we would love to have everybody go there and spend time there. I'm also, a few minutes after that gets started, I'm going to head over to room 6 and 7 and give a little presentation about creation care in the Episcopal Church. We have a covenant to care for creation and other things that I'll be talking about. So you can join me over there with your coffee and snacks if you would like. I wanted to point out just a few of the things that are on our yellow sheet. Oh, I see our ushers back there. And that is for if you are new or visiting and would like a welcome bag. Like, I know some of you have been here a couple of times, but maybe you didn't receive a welcome bag when you were here the last time. We won't make you stand up and introduce yourselves. We don't go in for public embarrassment too often in this church. But if you raise your hand, we would love to give you a bag. So the
chocolate in it?
I think there's chocolate in it. So, but you've got to let the ushers know that you're new. So on here, on our yellow sheet, there are lots of things going on. There's some lovely music notes. We've got a thank you to St. Martin's. Many of you were here during the wonderful Holy Week and Easter services, and I thank you for everything you did to make them so special. Our choir worked so hard, our altar guild, everyone was just amazing. And you also were very generous in the ways that we asked you to give financially for a few special offerings. So I want to say thank you for that. We have next week, if you come to this service, you will see a slightly different arrangement of things. Every first Sunday, we make the service a little shorter and less formal and more quote unquote kid friendly. So we're going to have a guest preacher that day and of course our pop-up choir. And so please come to that. It's also Scout Sunday, so there's more information about that forthcoming. lots of other things going on. We've got Vacation Bible Camp this summer. You know, we're doing that with a group of other churches, and it's happening at Davis United Methodist, but we're basically in charge of the morning program, which surprisingly is all about creation care and gardening. So if you can help with either the morning or the afternoon, you don't have to be there every day. There are different requirements around trainings depending on what role you take, so we're happy to be in touch with you about that. There are even things that older teens can do to help out. We have a newcomers brunch coming up. We've got volunteer service opportunities, so please do take a look at your whole yellow sheet. And if you're not getting our email on Fridays, let the office know so we can send that out to you. Before I go to the communion announcement, I didn't get any celebrations and milestones sent in to me, but does anyone have one that they would like to share with us briefly? Yes. Birthday. Who's, is it your birthday? Come. Four score seven. That feels very official somehow, right? It has a gravitas to it. I love that. Four score and seven. Well, happy birthday. We have a prayer that we say together for celebrations and milestones on page 5 of your bulletin. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And I promised I would remember to say that communion today, we're going back to the altar rail. So you come down the center aisle and you still get to choose which side, because on this side, even though we're at the altar rail, I will be intincting the bread into the wine and offering it to you. And if you can receive it just in an open palm, that's ideal. And on this side, we are having the bread and the chalice are separate. You can have one or both. You can drink from the common cup. Or you can cross your arms, indicating that you'd like to receive a blessing instead of communion. And also, if you let an usher know, we're happy to bring communion to you. The ushers will be, instead of kind of walking down the aisle, releasing you from your rows, they're going to be standing up here, letting you know when it's time to fill in at the altar rail, because we like you to fill in from the back and then come around to fill in all the way up to the front. So if you're not sure what to do, ask a neighbor, follow the person in front of you, talk to an usher. We're happy to help you out. I think that is everything. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his arising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. For in these last days you sent Jesus to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In Christ you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In Christ you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Savior Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember Christ's death. We proclaim Christ's resurrection, we await Christ's coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Savior of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through whom we are acceptable to you, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with blessed Martin and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. for the post-communion prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, you have graciously accepted us as living members of our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Savior. Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.